Hello, folks. This post, I'm sorry to say, is not going to be pretty, but I'm angry enough at the moment to chew metal bars and spit nails, or else excrete fire and save matches. Now, I promise I'm not going to spew forth vitriol ad nauseam, because that would not solve anything. And, of course, if you'd rather not listen to me rant and roar, I would completely understand. But you might want to give at least a little bit of this a listen, because some changes have taken place, very sneakily and quietly, on Audioboom, of which you might not be aware. I only found out about them this morning, thanks to a post made by Melanie Akpotu, and even she said that she had been blissfully unaware of these changes until recently. I'm creating this post, not just to rant and rave, I promise, but so that any of my gentle listeners who are not following Melanie can be apprised of what's happening. And if you're not following Melanie, by the way, you should. She is absolutely fabulous. I enjoy all her posts immensely. Mind you, I enjoy everyone's output here on Audioboom, and that's one of the reasons that I'm so miffed at the moment. So, what are these changes, you may be asking yourselves? Among other things, Melanie discovered recently that she cannot follow new users of Audioboom, and they cannot follow her. Now, Melanie has a paid account, and she was trying to follow someone who is a free user, but it wouldn't work. So, probably feeling a tad miffed, understandably so, because she's invested time and money into this platform, she emailed the Audioboom support team and said, "Hey, what the heck's up with this?" They got back to her and said, "Well, you have something called a legacy account, which means you can't follow new users and they can't follow you." She asked me if I knew anything about this, and I'm sorry to say I did not, but I've done some deductive reasoning and educated guessing here, and my thoughts are these. I think we oldsters who have been using Audioboom for a certain length of time have legacy accounts, whether they be free or paid. Hence, even though Melanie has a paid account and I have a free one, I'm still following her and she's still following me. But we oldsters cannot follow the newbies, and they can't follow us. I've been a user since 2012. Gosh, it makes it sound like I'm using drugs. Although, I do have to say, it has become something of an addiction. So, I'm guessing that anyone who has been using Audioboom for 5 years or more has what's called a legacy account, whether that be free or paid. So, we oldsters, yes, I'm a very old lady now. We can't follow the newbies anymore. They can listen to us, but they can't follow us. The change that has me even more appalled, however, is that anyone who joins Audioboom now cannot record posts at all. What the hell? Audioboom has always been about sharing audio. That's how I always saw it, anyway, at least until the new management took over. Now, it would appear that they don't care about the average user, be he or she free or paid, at all. We are being given the proverbial finger, folks. And the reason I'm so angry about this is that I and a lot of you have invested time, and good folks like Melanie have invested money, into this platform, only to be shot in the arse, so to speak. Melanie has been able to create some really nice long posts because she has a paid account, and she's had one for a long time, and I know that there are others of you out there who have them as well. I've never had a paid account, and now, frankly, I'm kind of glad that I didn't get one. But I've still invested a lot of time into this. I mean, gosh, strange as it may sound, Audioboom's become almost a way of life for me. I always check it every single day, if not twice a day, then at least once. And of course, I often post as well. And since comments are still allowed, although God knows how long that's going to last, I comment to other people's posts fairly frequently too, because I want people to know that they're being listened to. So I guess the question is, what do we do about this? I would honestly stop using this platform by way of protest and suggest that other people do the same, except that there are some truly lovely people who post here, and I don't want to see that stop. Also, I sort of think that if we were to do that, it would kind of give these Scroogey managers what they want. I think they'd really rather see us go by the wayside. They want to go for the big guns now. So I'm wondering if it would help to somehow get up a petition of some kind, although even then I'm not sure we'd be listened to. New users can't even record posts of any length! What the? Bloody Nora, it's just ridiculous! I've found out a few things that don't affect me, but I'm still rather irked by them. For example, people in the UK are now required to pay for their accounts in dollars, and they were not informed of this. Oh no! It's a good thing Melanie looked at her payments. Also, payments are just automatically taken out now. I think what used to happen was people would be informed, if you want to continue using your paid account, please make a payment by such and such a date. But oh no, payments just come out automatically now. Did Audio Boom tell people of this? No. I'm sorry, everyone. I just hate to see a platform that I have loved for so many years go to the dogs like this. And I guess I'm so upset because I don't know what I can do about it. So if you have any ideas, please do let me know. And thanks very much for listening. I do appreciate it very much.